It's a digital world we live in.
It's
Dave.
A digital world. What is it? And I'm a. It's a.
Doggy dog world.
No, what is the girl that song? It's a.
Oh, material world.
Material world, Madonna? And I'm a material girl.
Yeah. Great. Crack that beer.
Crack a beer. We need a beer. What the heck is going on? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What percentage of your business would you say is automated?
Automated.
I think I've asked
Not enough.
This. Yeah. Jeez. That's a good thing. It's beer is a hands-on thing.
Yeah.
As we're putting it in our hands right
Cheers.
Now.
Cheers. I'm happy to say the American Lager is back, folks. Bottles and draft.
You went through it that quick?
We went through it that quick. So, yeah, holy this is cow. Fresh. We just bottled it on Wednesday, kegged it yesterday.
That is good
it's
stuff.
It's good stuff. Good and cold.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
So
cures all kinds of ailments.
You know, it almost makes you just want to get sick to cure yourself.
Well, or it, you know, you can use it as a daily prevention, too.
That's
you know?
True.
So you don't have to be sick.
Build up your immunity.
Build up the immunity and just, you know. So what do they say? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of prescription.
That's right. Yeah. Wow, how deep.
We're going deep today.
So,
deep cuts.
Speaking of deep, any water activities for Mr. Knuth?
Yeah, actually, we have a little trip plan here. On Sunday, I think we're going to be sailing across Green Bay over to Sturgeon Bay. And stay a couple days. So we're going to see what happens.
Will you actually go through that canal where the ships go and everything?
So I think what we're going to do, because this will be the first time crossing the bay. We've sailed Door County, like just staying on the shore, but we've never crossed the entire bay. Yeah,
because you actually just kind of go, it's just a big bay on that side of Sturgeon Bay, going into like Fincantieri Shipyard
Correct.
And all that, and Sunnies, and
So what we're gonna, we're gonna launch from Oconto, which is on the west side, and then we're gonna sail. I found this marina. It's Little Sturgeon Bay, so it's just south of Sturgeon Bay. So then we don't have to go all the way into the
right. That can probably get hectic.
I'm a little nervous about it. I'll be honest. Going that you know for the first time. And I got the family and the dogs. Sure. So, you know, we're going to do it as easy as we can for the first trip and see how it goes.
So how many coolers do you think you have to pack for that?
I don't know. One, probably. It's only, if all goes well, it should only be a three-hour tour.
Well, I was going to say
you
four.
Know, but three-hour tours, so, you know.
Yeah, we don't
I don't
want
know.
That.
I don't know. They said, Google says it 3 or 4 hours, depending on, you know, how many knots you're going.
That's true. We went out on Sunday. Went up across the lake to Stockbridge, and then she wanted to go swimming. So I said, I know a great place where there's usually no swimmer's itch or anything.
Sure.
It's up. I'm not going to give my spot away.
Yeah.
Not on Winnebago. So we went up the river and went around and stuff. And all of a sudden, the afternoon air show was on for the final day of EAA.
Sure.
So as we're heading back, we went back fairly early, probably, you know, 2-3 o'clock. And the jets were doing their formations right over us in the river.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, those jets. Well, I told you we went last week, Monday, and just had a great time.
Yeah, it was, I would say, a record year. And I know we say that every year, but this was the first year where there were no storms.
Yeah.
There was no excessive heat.
Yeah.
I mean, we're right on the sea base, as you know, and it was just packed.
Yeah.
So, which is great.
It's great. It's good for the area.
It's great for the area.
Yeah.
So, how did you fare for that? You probably had a lot of people in from
country. It's always one of the busiest weeks of the year for us. So,
yeah,
very grateful. Yep.
Very cool. This weekend is, you were reading a little bit about Scoop the Loop.
Yeah.
Did you find any?
Weather dependent tonight, Rebel Grace.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens downtown Main Street. And they, I don't know if you've noticed, but they have their new container bar. Down at the Village Green. Have you seen that?
No. Yeah. I'll have to take a little
swing. So it's not open yet, but it's getting close. So that's kind of cool. But then I looked, the forecast like for Saturday night looks pretty good, I think, actually.
It's
so,
just, I think, a little bit of showers in the morning.
In the morning,
clear up.
So tomorrow, Saturday at 5, is the annual Scoop the Loop in downtown Ripon. So you can bring your car, bring your cool car, bring your crappy car. It doesn't matter.
Bring your cool, crappy car.
Yeah, bring your cool, crappy car. And that's starting at 5 o'clock. And then we have And for those of you who don't know what the Scoop the Loop is, it's just they kind of close down the road, I guess, or it's not closed down, but you drive the square and you do the whole circle, mm-hmm. which they used to do this in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s. And well, I don't
still
know,
do it today,
something happened and, you know, it got outlawed, but now they bring it back for one time a year. And this year I'm pretty excited because we have a full band called The After Party, featuring Taylor J, our video guy.
Sure, yep.
So he just put a band together, and they're going to be playing some rock and roll, some country. Full band. We'll have the garage door open, plenty of outside seating for everybody to watch the classic cars. And
I know
it should be a fun time.
We should mention Taylor J. People should find his Facebook page. I know he's, compiling a benefit concert
for
all
the
folks in Menasha and Appleton from the tornado.
Yeah, if you just look up Taylor J and, mm-hmm. and you can help out with that. So it's, you know, a lot of stuff going on.
There
I feel
is.
Terrible for those people.
I do too. Yeah. I mean, that was...
it's like something you see in Oklahoma, I feel like.
Right. Yeah. And the scenes kind of remind you of Oakfield back in the day.
Yeah.
It's that was supposed to... The storms were supposed to be earlier in the morning. They mm-hmm. got pushed back and it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, weird stuff.
Unbelievable. But fortunately... no,
yeah, I don't. No fatalities,
so,
right?
Yeah. So I mean that's the only blessing. That's the good thing that came out of it.
Yep.
So looking ahead, anything else coming up at Knuth?
Let's see. Kip Jones is playing the 14th of August, and I should say too, on Saturday, if you can't make it to Ripon, we're going to be in Manitowoc for the 5th annual Chilton Beer Fest.
That's right.
Which is always a great one. It's down by the river on the wharf.
Sure.
They've got great bands, great food vendors, and this is Breese Malting Company, which is where we get probably 98% of the malts that we use for brewing.
Big towers in Manitowoc.
Exactly, yep. And it's their 150-year anniversary this year.
Very
which
cool.
Which is cool. And it's still family-run, so great Wisconsin company.
Anniversary, tomorrow night is, tomorrow afternoon, the Wautoma Area Fire Department's 125th anniversary celebration is going on.
Really?
So 1 p.m. parade, 3 p.m. with Brigitte Gressel from 3 to 6 and Boombox 7 to 10 out at the fairgrounds in Wautoma.
Very
to celebrate
cool.
That.
I'm sure there will be no beer drinking
none,
by the firefighters.
None. Yeah. Zero. Who's going to get the equipment back? Why is it there until Monday?
Yes. Yep.
So
that's
gonna
awesome.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
Good stuff. It's, you know, we're hanging on to summer here. Yeah. I can't believe it's August already. Going to the state fair?
We were going to try and make it down, but with everything with the wedding coming up, we're going to just kind of...
That's the big day's coming up
big
here.
Big day's coming up. So.
Do the folks on the radio know? Or have you haven't...
Well, most of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of well wishes and
sure.
good lucks. You know,
yeah.
My couch is always open.
Do you get my condolences?
Yeah, sometimes, yep. That's right. So we'll keep everyone informed on that. And, of course, Green Lake County Fair coming up next weekend. Right?
Yeah. So, are you going to go on a honeymoon?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Your neck of the woods.
My neck of the woods.
Down south.
Oh.
Where you like to go.
Oh,
Gulf Shores.
Nice.
I didn't want to do... We talked about going to like St. John's and stuff, and then I'm like looking at peak hurricane season.
Yeah,
and
that's...
how my luck works.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we didn't, because on the Weather Channel, they're showing like this area of, you know, where we're keeping an eye on things.
Right, yeah.
Like, we're staying on the mainland.
Yeah.
So. Contact.
You want to be able to drive away.
That's right. Contact
us. 748-5188. Scoop the Loop Saturday night, folks. Come on down.